Hey now, Tough Skin Soft Heart family. Welcome to another edition of Tough Skin Soft Heart. I am so grateful that we are gathering. Welcome back to another episode. And really just welcome back to our community table. Welcome to another edition of the Tough Skin Soft Heart Podcast. This is our space of respite. It's 15 minutes of inspiration and strategy designed to pour into you, to fill your cup, to give you space to put your own mask on before you step out and lead, love, and serve as the transformational difference maker that you are. Listen, y'all, seasons are changing. We are in spring. We've been in spring, and I know that we have a family of subscribers that span 12 countries. So I just want to tell you about my little neck of the world. Here in the Midwest, it's like winter has been singing Bobby Brown to me, like every little step you take, I will be there. It has not wanted to let us go. And so even as I am talking to you, I am bringing my own sun because it's been gray outside. And maybe that's how you've been feeling. You have been embodying in your energy what the Midwest has been communicating in the weather. And that is, there might be vestiges either implicitly or explicitly, figuratively or literally, where winter has been trying to hold you in a death grip, right? And you are trying to break forth into new seasons of transformation and evolution and new places of becoming, and the old is trying to hold you hostage. Well, if that is you, I hope that in these next few moments of time that you're able to hear something that accesses the spark for you to cut the ties with what has been and fully embrace 10 toes down, face towards the sun, all that is brewing and blossoming and seeding itself on the inside of you. We know that winter is an incubating and hibernation season, but it's spring. It's time for us to spring forth in spring. And I'm telling the weather, I'm looking out my window and telling the weather to get the memo too. So I'm just elated that you are here. I want to encourage you to join me in thanking our season 3 impact partners. I like that terminology because that's what we want to do. We wanted to build meaningful relationships with impact partners who care about what goes on behind the titles, smiles, roles, positional power, of folks that know how to slay even when they're not okay. And so thank you to the Grand Rapids Community Foundation. Thank you to University of Michigan Health West. And join me in telling them thank you. Just camp out on their social media pages and just tell them, share with them the impact that this podcast has had in your life and leadership. They love to hear it from me, but it has such a reverberation into long-term planning when they hear it from you. So thank you for joining me in that. Will you do that if you haven't done that? Just my friendly reminder to remind you to do that. Okay, so let's talk about this springing forth. As you know, May, we are in our countdown to the end of season 3. It's not the end of our time together, because guess what? Boom, you see it. Rockstar Woman Brunch is coming. Registration is now open. The only thing that's missing is you in a seat, either virtually or in person. And so we aren't breaking up. We don't break up, do we? We just evolve with the seasons, right? We're just springing forth into new things. And so go to shannoncohen.com. You can see there everything that we have in store for you. It's not just the actual brunch experience in September. We are curating a whole series of summer sessions that we're calling SOAR sessions, because I am committed to seeing all of you soar when it comes to the aspirations, ambition, and wellness goals of your heart. And it comes with gifts, right? Because I know that you are usually the one that's throwing the surprise party, that's thinking of someone and sending the just because gift. And so all summer long leading up to brunch, we have SOAR sessions planned for you, gifts curated with love and intentionality for you. All we need you to do is register. We'll do the rest. We'll do the rest. You show up, we'll do the rest. And so go to shannoncohen.com today so that you can get your ticket before things sell out, because y'all, we are selling out quickly. I have no doubt that we're going to sell out fast. Okay. So speaking of springing forth, in order to spring forth, y'all, we left some conversations throughout season 3 with cliffhangers. And we said as a family that we needed to go back and have some deuces conversation. So all May, all month long, we're going back to have part 2 conversations to some of our hottest topics that resonated the most with the Tough Skin, Soft Heart family. And one of those episodes was in our Mind of a Finisher series. Oh, that series that we had was so impactful in the month of March. We talked about every week, 4 sessions on, yes, there is an energy you need to start a thing, but that energy, that startup energy, like I call it, that activation energy is not enough to see it through to the end, is it? And so we need that mind of a finisher. I've been even talking to our son about this because it's less than 30 days left in 2nd grade. And y'all, that brother has summer break on his mind. He is ready for a summer break. And we all get like that, right? We are ready for a break. We're ready for seasons to shift, for seasons to transition. And I've been every morning waking him up with these mama cheerleading sessions that he has the mind of a finisher. And we're not going to end 2nd grade gasping, or we're not going to end 2nd grade just getting by. We are going to thrive at the end like we started at the beginning. And so can't go back to all of that, but I want to pick up a part 2 conversation that we had during that Mind of a Finisher series. Go back and listen to part 1 if you're new to the family or new to the podcast. But we started having this conversation about navigating uncertainty and recognizing that uncertainty is not always a negative or a punitive reality. That uncertainty is sometimes the signs of seasons changing. That sometimes we experience uncertainty because something is shifting. A season may be shifting, and uncertainty may be one of those cues and clues to let us know that things are changing. And I have been going on what I've been calling wellness walks on Sunday. Over the weekend. It started in part because of the gym I belong to, and there are quite a few folks that are getting ready to either walk or run a 5K, but it morphed into something more. Y'all, it morphed into, it's my sacred space. I love to walk until my change comes, like my grandmother would say. So I, this past weekend, did about almost like a 3.5 mile walk. Just, I call them wellness walks. And usually it's my time. Sometimes I'm praying out loud. I'm speaking to neighbors. I might be visioning. Sometimes I am just withdrawing inward to heal. I'm really quiet. Sometimes I'm listening to music. So if you see me jamming and dancing, y'all, I'm on my wellness walk. It's what we do. I might be dancing to some old school R&B. Lately, I have been feeling all things Mary J. Blige on my Pandora station. But this past walk, I was actually being more mindful to pay attention to myself in nature and to look. I believe that nature holds so many lessons and sources of inspiration and wisdom for us. And so I was walking and I noticed this cluster of trees. And I noticed one tree because it was beautifully blooming with these yellow blossoms that were so pretty, because like I mentioned, where I live in my part of the world, it's been really gray. So this pop of yellow in this chronically gray space just arrested my attention. And then I began to notice the trees in geographical proximity to this one tree that was just bursting forth with all of these beautiful yellow blooms. And I noticed some trees looked like they were still caught in winter. It was just bare bones, brown branches. And there were other trees that you could see little buds on as if they were in the middle of bursting forth into something. And they were all clustered together, but it was very obvious that each tree, while they were in the same space geographically, they were close in proximity, they were blooming in different ways and in different time and in a unique way. And there were also some trees that had red blooms, you know, that they were blooming and what was blossoming was came out red and not yellow. And as I was beholding all of this, it prompted me to think about the fact that sometimes one of the things that can cause us to navigate uncertainty is comparison. We live in a world now that because of social media, we get manicured peeks into the lives or realities of other folks. And I have to say manicured because most people don't go to or use social media. And I'm not saying we should. I'm not drawing a values judgment. I'm just stating what I see. That a lot of times we use our social media to talk about the height of things or to position something that we want to draw attention to. And so we get to be the architect of what we show or don't show, as we should. But the challenge can become that we can see or perceive our ability to see a snapshot of someone's manicured moment as an indicator that we're not doing enough or we're not as far along as we should be, or maybe I should be doing that. And it's definitely more pronounced if it's someone that you're either connected to on LinkedIn or Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, wherever you get social media from, and YouTube, and you're in the same industry or you're in the same organization, you share a similar role or position of power, maybe you both are business owners. Comparison is one of those thieves that sneak in implicit and explicit ways. And I found that after that particular episode, I heard from many of you as you were wrestling with maybe questions about career. A lot of you had a lot of inquiries or questions about career and was it time for transition? But in many of those inquiries, one of those unspoken roots was comparison. That I'm living in my now, dreaming about my next, but I got distracted. Instead of looking within or looking up, I'm looking around. And all of a sudden, where I am in my process of blooming, blossoming, doesn't seem sufficient. And so as I watched those trees, y'all, it was just this reminder for me that people, like trees, bloom and blossom in our own time and in our own way. You know, I am learning in this season of my life, and I wonder if you can say this too, to nurture my own root system. Because I don't know why your pace may be different from mine. I don't know why, you know, it took me 6 years to see my products in national retailers, but it took you 18 months. I don't know why. There are a lot of factors that can impact that. But I know that me sitting in my lane, trying to eavesdrop with my eyes over into your lane to figure stuff out is a misuse of my energy. What I do know is that there's enough room under the sun for all of us to blossom. What I do know is that it's going to take all of our focus, energy, time, and attention to effectively put our creativity out into the world. That I don't have time to look around. Looking around is misplaced energy. I would do better. We would do better to nurture our root system, to foster a circle and an environment where there's room for all of us to thrive. I don't compete. There's room for all of us to blossom under the sun. And that I honor the process of time in my life and my journey. So You know, in that Navigating Uncertainty episode, we talked about the importance of asking questions, not rushing to solutions or strategies, but to sit sometimes in the question. So the question I leave you with in our last 30 seconds together is, might there be any way you're navigating uncertainty because you've allowed what you've seen, a proposed win that you've seen or had a sneak peek of in someone else's life to make you think you should be accelerating something in your own? Has visual eavesdropping caused anxiety in you that you're trying to rush your process to keep up with what's happening in a field or a lawn that's not your own? How might what's springing forth within you need renewed focus from you? Oh, y'all, that's our time. I'm 17 seconds over. I love y'all. And I'm holding each one of us close. Listen, this is our season to spring forth, but it may not spring forth like you thought, like you initially planned, with the group of folks you thought would be along for the journey, or at the rate you expected. But you were built to bloom. Say that with me. Say, I was built to bloom. When you might start to feel yourself ready to compete or to compare or to collapse because it's not happening like you thought, just say that with me. I was built to bloom. I'm thinking of you. Until next time. Podcasts during the month of May are sponsored in part by University of Michigan Health West. Family, it has never been more important to take care of your health, nor more convenient. University of Michigan Health West offers extended appointment hours that work for real life, mornings, evenings, and even weekends. Virtual appointments are also available. So don't let minor conditions turn into major problems. Find a convenient appointment that works for you at uofmhealthwest.org.